We're here with Gerco. Hi, Gerco. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
We just met today. You're an SEO consultant from the Netherlands.
Yeah, that's right.
How are you enjoying your day at Brighton today?
Yeah, good. We arrived yesterday and took a nice evening, chilling, eating and relaxing and have a nice sleep. So today we're fresh.
Prepared.
Well prepared. Prepared for the event. It's been nice.
What kind of sessions did you join today?
Especially in the big auditorium, the content sessions. And Future of Search, that one was really interesting also.
Interesting. Yeah. Let's talk about that one, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
What do you think about the future of search? What's your opinion on it?
Well, my opinion is that a lot of people are trying to predict the future, which is very difficult, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really changing. Like, we can't just go on like how we did our jobs. At my job, I see that also every day.
Yeah.
It's changing a lot. And we can't just do our old things like we used to do. And we really got to think like, okay, people are going into video.
Yeah,
Google's not just the answer like it used to be.
Exactly.
So we got to SEO evolve with search and like join other channels. But that's really difficult because we're really used to just work for Google.
Yeah,
so
and what kind of things do you think you cannot do anymore? Are you talking about keyword research or link building?
I think link building, yeah. Of course, backlinks are still an impact, but you should really just focus on what makes your company special and what can you offer to people and like focus on that, focus on your own strength. And in my job, I work at an agency. Really try to get the best out of our clients from them, from what makes you special and focus on that.
Yeah.
And like SEO used to be really content copy, but I think now we should really focus also still on content, but content in a broad sense. So video and social a lot more.
And are you still creating like website content or are you already creating other kinds of content?
We're still creating website content, still creating copy, but we also hired a person for the video, just full-time focus on
video. Yeah. And how did the helpful content update impact the way you create content for your customers?
We really just gotta focus on making it helpful, so not just create content to
like
create content.
Like back in the old days.
If I'm honest, sometimes we created content,
I don't hear you. What did you say?
Don't shoot me. But yeah, and now you can create content, but then it's not going to rank.
No.
And we have some clients that when the helpful content, the last score updates, they really went down.
Yeah.
So with them in the meetings, it's really focused on, okay, we went down probably because of the helpful content. So yeah, how can we improve this? And we gotta just revamp our whole content strategy. But that's the difficult thing of working with an agency. You're reliant on a client.
Yeah.
And they don't have all the time to just make
And they're
the
used to having it quite easy. SEO used to be easy, right? Just create content, just write something. And now they have to make really an effort to go in depth with the content.
Yeah.
How are clients reacting when you're telling this?
A lot of clients are like, okay, so who's gonna do that?
Exactly.
Because
and who's going to do that in their case? Do they have like experts?
Some clients, we convince them to make time for it, so they're gonna do it themselves.
Yeah.
Some clients, we talked about that they're hiring extra people, hiring new people for the content and making that. And sometimes clients say, okay, I don't have the time, maybe you guys can do it for us.
Yeah, well, interviews with experts or so?
How do you mean?
To get the helpful content and get the details and the insights?
Yeah, then if we make it, then we're just going to plan an interview with the customer or dig deep in the research, read the things online of the competitors.
Yeah.
But that's where you hit the spot because it's very difficult for us, for some clients to dig that deep and make helpful content. So you're really dependent on your client there.
Definitely. And I noticed the other day that a lot of people have a really hard time recognizing or qualifying their own content. because they think it's helpful, but someone from the outside looks at it.
True.
Have you also noticed that the client says, "Whoa, this is such great content"?
When we meet in person or in a video call, I can pretty explain to them like why their content is not helpful or what is helpful content. And also, I use the link of Google on their what's it called? The help desk.
Helpful content guidelines. Yeah.
Yeah, the guidelines. I share that a lot with them, and they wrote a lot of questions to self-assess your content.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I tell them now, look at your content, look at that list, and
how do they respond? When do they understand it? When you say it's not that helpful?
Most understand, but it's sometimes a difficult conversation, of course. But
it is.
It has something to do with it used to be this way and now it's another way.
Yeah.
So they just have to make that click in their
head.
Like, okay.
Exactly, that's
and
true.
If they get it, then it's fine. But you can have some clients who is going to be like, I don't have the time or I don't want to do it. And then, but then you have to really explain to them, okay, that's fine. But then you're probably going to lose visitors.
Exactly.
And you can blame really us for that then.
Definitely. You have to keep up with the others and with the requirements from Google.
Because that's the thing. Organic, it's getting a lot of competition from ads, social, rich
AI.
Snippets.
AI.
AI, SGE.
SGE.
It's really competitive field. So if my client's not going to do it, probably someone else's client is, and he's gonna take the top spot.
Yeah. How do you see SGE? Are you afraid of it?
At the moment, not really, because I don't think it's gonna be in Europe anytime soon.
Yeah.
But we'll have
to
see. Yeah. But with my company, we looked at SGE in America and with the VPN, and it's so different than we're a Dutch company.
Yeah,
the Dutch SERP is so different than the American
SERP. We're really behind.
Yeah, we're really behind on the SERP page.
Yeah, that's true. For now it's a good thing, but changes might be coming. Just to wrap it up, how do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself in 3 years? Are you still an SEO consultant doing the same things? Or
That's a good question. We're really thinking about like, okay, how we're gonna profile us and the department.
Yeah.
Like, are we even still in search engine optimization department, or do we have to go broader?
Yeah.
To like, sometimes people use the term organic marketer.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
That's maybe where you want to go.
Yeah.
And if it's gonna continue like this, like video, then we're definitely going to go to the organic marketing side.
Yeah, definitely.
And not just search engine optimization.
Yeah.
Because even search engine optimization, YouTube is a search engine, TikTok is a search engine, but people don't typically think about those as search engines.
For the last 20 years, search engine optimization is Google.
Yeah, and exactly.
I think times are changing. Yeah. Maybe that's a good thing. We'll see where...
That's what the talk was about in the future of search also a bit. Like, people think SEO is Google first, but it should be like your user first and Google
second. I totally agree. Well, it was really nice having you.
Thank you for
your insights.
No problem.
And enjoy the rest of your stay.
I will, thanks.
Bye-bye.
See you.